So how are God's realities working out in your life? But Mary was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. Greatly troubled. So what troubles have attached themselves to you this week or this day? What burdens do you bring into this setting? A few years ago, we first heard Church History 1 students memorizing the words to the hymn, Savior of the Nations Come. Dr. Weinrich forced his students to do this spiritually good work by means of an outright demand. Memorize the hymn or fail. Oh, and go in peace. But the reasoning behind the memorization was a good one. If there ever was a hymn that captured the spirit of Advent and Christmas, it is Savior of the Nations Come. However, singing and memorizing that wonderful hymn throughout the year kept us as a community focused on our center, Christ. And so it's a natural for this Feast of the Annunciation to recall, Savior of the Nations Come. Virgin Son, make here thy home. Marvel now, O heaven and earth, that the Lord chose such a birth, not by human flesh and blood, by the Spirit of our God, was the Word of God made flesh, woman's offspring, pure and fresh. While TLH officially categorized this hymn as a Christmas hymn, Lutheran Worship and now LSB have demoted it to Advent status. Arguments on category aside, however, this text is a natural for the Annunciation and fits perfectly into our Lenten pilgrimage. Why? Because the text is not primarily about Mary, though she is obviously inseparable from the narrative. Rather, it is about the incarnation itself. And as you probably have gathered by now, today is 9 months before December 25th. Incarnation, Annunciation, the birth of Jesus are inseparably bound together. Hopefully, I'm not giving away answers, but years ago, too many now for me to admit, I sat in Dr. David Scare's Christology course for a test. One of the questions went something like this. On what did the Holy Spirit work the incarnation? A, the fertilized egg. B, the newly born Jesus. C, the immortal soul of Jesus. D, the unfertilized egg. E, none of the above. F, A, and C. Well, you get the point. As the seconds for completing the exam ticked away, I became lost in the question and its implications. As I reflected, I began to spot the Christological problems that were bound up in the various answers, in all answers save one. For if God is to be God, salvation must be his work alone. The human subject receives the gift. If there is partnership, cooperation, then doubt and uncertainty remain. Doubt and uncertainty. Mary was greatly troubled. Perhaps that is the heart of the thing. For the announcement is just that. The Annunciation is God's act alone. Mary tries to turn the event into something of a dialogue, but the angel really has nothing of it. To Mary's understandable anxiousness, uncertainty, and fear, the angel simply declares, God says. Mary sees all the human impossibilities. The angel declares God's possibilities, and he declares more. God's realities. So how are God's realities working out in your life? But put your name here, was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. Again, what troubles have attached themselves to you this week or this day? What burdens do you bring to this setting? Toward the beginning of this text, the angel announces two particular things to Mary. First, that she will conceive, and second, that she will bear a son. Now, the angel also makes very clear that this conceived and born son is none other than God, the Son of the Most High. And so this pregnancy is unlike any other before or since, a point underscored by Mary's cousin Elizabeth immediately following our text, where she says, Elizabeth, "I am blessed because the mother of my Lord has come to me." Elizabeth identifies the tiny person in Mary's womb as the Lord, Yahweh, God himself in the flesh. The Annunciation has deep roots in the church's practice. For some, March 25th was considered the first day of the year, connecting the beginning of the year with the Incarnation. In fact, at one time, the church located the crucifixion as historical event specifically on this date, along with the creation of the world. Quite a lot for one day. But in so doing, it connected God's original creative work with the recreation begun on Good Friday, affirmed on Easter Sunday, carried through to the Ascension, and anticipating the Second Advent. Again, as our hymn captures, "Wondrous birth, O wondrous child of the Virgin undefiled, though by all the world disowned, still to be in heaven enthroned. From the Father forth he came, and returneth to the same, captive leading death and hell. High the song of triumph swell." All bound up in simple words. How is any of this possible? That's Mary's spot-on question when the angel reveals God's will. No way would be an appropriate human response. But the punchline for Mary and for us today, which the angel adds, is, "For with God nothing will be impossible." And so again, "Put your name here," was greatly troubled. Tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And I'm still wondering about those problems and troubles and burdens you've brought here this morning. Maybe it's financial trouble, marital problems, personal chaos, uncertain about committing to seminary education and the long trek that means, sickness for yourself, a wife, a child, a loved one, anger and frustration at fellow students and especially professors, or just plain doubt, uncertainty. Doubt of self, doubt of circumstances, doubt of God. We have a God who knows that path and who walked that path. Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass. Yet, not my will, but thine be done. God does the impossible in Jesus. He loves those who doubt him. He saves those who reject him. He welcomes those into his family who rebel against him. In his love for us, he sent his son, announced this day, born in 9 months, that we might have certainty of life and life to the full. For in our Savior's love for us, he took the sins of the world into himself and paid the price for them once and for all. This is why we celebrate the Annunciation even as it falls during Lent. We celebrate the incarnation of the one who carried all sin. We remember the death of the one who knew no sin but became sin for us. We celebrate the resurrection of the one who overcame death and opened the kingdom of heaven to you and to me. This is God's announcement to Mary through the angel. It is God's declaration to you today. Thou, the Father's only Son, hast o'er sin the victory won. Boundless shall thy kingdom be. When shall we its glories see? That question at the close of the stanza is answered. When? Now. Now, right here, in word, font, and table. So do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God through Christ. For Jesus is great and is the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God has given to him the throne of his father David. And he reigns over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. God has forgiven you in Christ. Rejoice, highly favored ones. The Lord is with you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.